Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chants on KD Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys basketball head coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Thunder Ridge. Get your favorite basketball team in action with our Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and on the World Wide Web, KDCountry94.com. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats with girls head coach Dallas Cox and boys head coach Ryan Eiler. The Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Nextech and by Willow Spring Services in Beloit.
Welcome to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, High School Basketball Locker Room Chats. We're joined by Dallas Cox, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan girls basketball team. A couple games, coach, as you opened out the season since we talked last. You won 68-60 on Friday night over Concordia. You fell 54-49 to Clay Center on Tuesday night. Let's go back to that Friday game against Concordia. Really just a back-and-forth game. You guys were able to hit some threes in the first half and create some separation at times, but you never got away from Concordia, but you ended up winning it with a couple of big turnovers down the stretch by eight. Overall thoughts on that win on Friday night?
You know, it's first game of year, just don't know what to expect. We have a lot of kids who had not played a whole lot of varsity basketball before, so it was really nice to see us get off to a good start and really play well in the first half. We hated to see halftime come because we were playing so well, and then third quarter just lost a lot of momentum. Concordia went on a big run, and we got down, and so we were fighting from behind most of the fourth quarter, but I was really proud of the girls the way they hung in there, and we're able to claw back into it and make some plays and you know, make some free throws towards the end and pull away.
Clay Center game, again, back-and-forth one for your team. You led at halftime by two. You led by one after three, but Clay Center was able to make the run and win it in the end, 54-49. What were some of the things that you noticed from your team there in that second game against Clay Center?
You know, for the first three quarters, we really played the way we wanted to, and I always – I felt good in the past. You know, when it was close in the fourth quarter, I just felt like we were going to make plays and do the things that we needed to do to come away with the win, and we just didn't do that. We just had, you know, too many turnovers, gave up too many offensive rebounds, and didn't make, you know, enough free throws. And so those things typically in a close game, you know, aren't going to be in your favor, and that's the way it was. You know, I was, you know, proud of the girls' effort and all those kinds of things, but we just need to execute better, and we just didn't do that.
You move on. Coming up on Friday night, you have Republic County. As you look at the Buffs, what do you see from them this year? I know they picked up a win over Concordia last night as well.
You know, they return everybody, and most of the teams in our league return all their players, and that's something that we don't do. And so they're experienced now. They have a lot of juniors and a couple of seniors now that have been starting for 3 and 4 years, And so it reminds me of us a little bit, you know, last year with so many people coming back for so many years. And so it's going to be a challenge, and it's always tough playing up there. And we're just going to have to play, you know, better basketball to give ourselves a chance to have some success.
Beloit girls coach Dallas Cox here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, again, thank you for your time this week, and good luck against Republic County out at Belleville on Friday.
All right, thank you.
Make sure that your home or business internet speed is ready for everything that needs a connection. Your laptops, smartphones, tablets, and more. Switch to Nextech Internet or upgrade your current speed, and we'll give you one more awesome gadget for free, a Windows 10 tablet. Your devices and you deserve the best, so make sure you have the fastest and most reliable internet. Call today and get Nextech Internet and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply. Contact Nextech for details.
We're Willow Spring Services in Beloit, and we do a lot of routine and seasonal maintenance work in our 6-county area. We also do our share of new construction projects.
But what about in an emergency? When you need an electrician or a plumber, who do you call?
Willow Springs customers know the answer. When you can't wait, we'll be there for you.
For your plumbing, cooling, heating, and electrical needs, Willow Springs Services in Beloit.
Find out what we can do for you. Whenever you need it done, give us a call today, 738-2474. We'll be right there to help.
Welcome back to our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. We're joined now by Ryan Eilert, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan boys basketball team. Coach, a couple games underway. You fall in a tough one to Concordia there Friday night. 72-70, a tough break for you with a whistle on a three that would have tied it there at the end of the game that got wiped away, but you fall by two, 72-70. Nice bounce back win over Clay Center, though, on Tuesday, 57-43. How do you feel about your team's first couple performances here of the 2015-16 season?
Well, I've been pleased. You know, Friday night, you know, even though it was the first game of the year, I thought it was a hard-fought game that we dug too much of a hole in the third quarter, but did a great job of fighting to get back into it and giving ourselves a chance. You know, I think, you know, rebounding hurt us quite a bit in that first game, to where they were able to get second chance opportunities and, you know, just boxing out. And we talked about that quite a bit. I thought, you know, last night that we did a much better job of being aggressive and going to get the ball and find it after a shot. And, you know, some of the things we worked on in practice on Monday between games, you know, I saw a difference in last night's game against Clay Center. And, you know, last night we were without H-Bud with an illness, and so we had, you know, a couple other guys come in and step up. And, you know, normally H-Bud's our leading rebounder, but I thought last night that Colson Reiman did an excellent job in the glass. And Kadrian Cox came in and really helped out on the boards. And Brendan Mason filled in nice, and Logan Mung did a nice job inside. But last night, I'm very pleased. The first half, we got out and got the pace that we wanted, and we're knocking down shots and threes. And I had a comfortable lead at halftime, and in the second half, it got kind of ugly. And to be honest, I mean, out of, you know, the two games, the second half last night kind of looked like your first game, to where just a lot of mistakes and a lot of, you know, we're going at the speed we wanted. We just weren't able to finish some stuff. But, you know, after two games, you know, pleased with the progress we made in between, and looking forward to the next one.
Republic County is the next one coming up on Friday night. You'll go out to their place. They started the season 2-0, but Concordia pretty much handled them last night, 63-31. The Buffs are always going to give you a challenge, especially when you play in Belleville. What are your thoughts on their team on Friday?
Yeah, they're going to be tough. They've got, you know, a lot of kids back from last year, and you can see last year the progress they made throughout the year. And so, you know, playing over there in that environment is always difficult, and especially, you know, when they have some experience coming back, you know, we're going to have to make sure we're ready to play.
Right now, the head coach of the Bullet Trojans here in the locker room chats. Again, thanks for the time, Coach, and good luck out at Belleville on Friday.
Thank you.
And a reminder, fans can see the video stream, live video stream of the Bullet Girls and Boys from the Belleville and Republic County on Friday at nckssports.com. Our Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech and Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit.
Simple facts. No one wants to be hot all summer or cold all winter. You are going to spend money on utilities. Don't lose control of those expenses. Get control. You can control those expenses even when you are not there. You can control them from anywhere. With a Bryant system customized to fit your needs, now you control the most potential for money savings in your home. What other products do you use in your home every day that can save enough of your hard-earned money to pay for itself and keep putting money in your pocket? Let Willow Spring Services help put money back in your home with the right Bryant for you. Bryant, whatever it takes.
Create business communication the way you want it with Nextech's affordable cloud-based business phone system. Built-in business class features like voicemail to email, simultaneous ring and caller ID, power productivity, and there is no expensive equipment to purchase or maintain. Contact Nextech's business experts to find out how to affordably boost your business communication. Sign up before December 31st and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply.
Our Wednesday locker room chants continue with Osborne Bulldog basketball coaches Tracy Holloway and Jamie Walters. Don't forget to listen to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and on the World Wide Web, KDCountry94.com. The Bulldog locker room chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on KD Country 94 and are proudly sponsored by Nextech.
Welcome back in our locker room chats on KD Country 94. We're with Tracy Holloway, the girls' head coach of the Osborne Lady Bulldogs. Coach, you opened out the season with a couple games since we talked last. Opening with Southern Cloud Friday night, a tough 52-32 loss to the Warriors, and then Thunder Ridge, a very, very experienced and good team that you fell to in the first round of the tournament, 84-33 on Tuesday. Just overall in these last two games, we'll start with Southern Cloud. What did you see from your girls on opening night there against the Warriors?
Yeah, last Friday night against Southern Cloud. I mean, I look at that game as a good home opener for us. We executed the ball well offensively. We had good open looks at shots. I mean, it was just like we had a lid over the basket. We just couldn't score.
And when we can't score up front like that, we got to have rebound, and we're just not that aggressive on the boards yet. Defensively was not terrible. We've got to get better in position as far as defense and more pressure on the ball. Looking at last night against Thunder Ridge, I mean, we knew what we were up against mm-hmm. before the game ever started. But the biggest thing last night that disappointed me was our defense. I mean, we got hustled, out-hustled down the floor. We were not getting back, you know, on defense. Mm-hmm. And I felt we give up half their points to, you know, easy baskets, you know, for them, you know, layup-wise. Offensively, again, we executed well last night. We got our shots to fall. But, I mean, when we can't put both sides together, I mean, we're going to struggle at games like that.
You're going to move on with Lakeside coming up on Friday night, and then St. John's Tipton, the defending state champs in Division II, on Saturday. They're number one right now in that class. As you kind of look at these next two games, what do you want to see from your group, and what do you expect to see from these two teams that you're going to play?
Yeah, we need to improve these next couple days at practice, mainly defensively. I feel like Friday night against Lakeside will be a good matchup again for us, you know, on a close battle game. So, you know, if we can get our shots to fall offensively and our hustle D is better, you know, we'll take that, you know, one game at a time. You know, looking on the Saturday, again, we know what we're up against, so we gotta handle the ball pressure and, like I said, just get back and work on our defense.
Tracy Holloway, the head coach of the Osmond girls basketball team. Coach, we thank you for the time, and best of luck as you finish out the tournament this weekend.
Thanks a lot.
Make sure that your home or business internet speed is ready for everything that needs a connection. Your laptops, smartphones, tablets, and more. Switch to Next Tech Internet or upgrade your current speed, and we'll give you one more awesome gadget for free, a Windows 10 tablet. Your devices and you deserve the best, so make sure you have the fastest and most reliable internet. Call today and get Next Tech Internet and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply. Contact Next Tech for details.
Welcome back in our locker room chats on Katy Country 94, where Jamie Walters, the head coach of the Osmond Bulldog boys basketball team. 2-0 start for your team, coach. 49-22 win over Southern Cloud on Friday night, and then you beat Thunder Ridge 74-52 on Tuesday. Going back to Southern Cloud, I know you probably didn't know fully what to expect from your group with some different guys stepping into different roles, but a nice win to open out the season on Friday night.
Yeah, well, the first half we played probably, you know, pretty close to as well as we could play. Defensively, we were good. Offensively, they moved the ball really, really good. Second half, we didn't play as good. I think the halftime scored like 38-18 or 16 or something like that. And second half, I think we only scored 7 points in the third quarter. You know, we got a lot of younger kids in the fourth quarter. So, but, you know, overall, I was happy with the game. Like I say, I didn't know what to expect. We got two starters coming back, and they didn't play a huge role last year. And, but, yeah, I was pleased with our effort.
Thunder Ridge on Tuesday, you guys led 13-12 at one point, and then went on a 23-1 run to take a 36-13 lead and really make some distance there in the first half to get away from Thunder Ridge. They made a run there late in the first half. You guys are able to withstand that. You won it by 22, 74-52. Big games from Justin Birch with 26 points. Tanner Conway had 23. Overall, what were your impressions of that Thunder Ridge game, first game of the tournament?
Offensively, I thought we did a good job. Defensively, I wasn't very impressed with us. We just, you know, still little things that we've got to get better at to, you know, hang with the better teams in the league. And, you know, when good food's on down the Southern State, we're going to have to do those things or, you know, we're going to be in trouble. So, you know, Thunder Ridge is better than what they have been, which I expected they would be. But, you know, we just did. I mean, little things that we need to get better at, helping each other out a little better on defense, getting to the strong side. You know, we just weren't very good. They just flash across in front of us. And anytime you do that, we don't have a lot of size or physicality inside. And anytime they're able to do that, you know, they were real successful in there. So we can't let them cut right in front of us and get the ball that deep. But outside of that, you know, it is only the second game, and
fairly new group, so I can't be too disappointed in them.
Lakeside and St. John's Tipton to finish out the tournament on Friday and Saturday. What do you expect to see in these two games?
You know, Lakeside is always going to be a tough game just because it's kind of a rivalry game, and I know they've got some injuries going on. Well, I think Dawson Johnson is still out, and so, you know, once they get him back, they'll be, that'll help them a lot. I mean, he was on the play part of the last year, and but we'll just have to come out and do what we need to do, and should be okay. And of course, St. John's is probably one of the better teams in the league and maybe in the state also, so we'll have to play well in those games to give ourselves a shot.
Jamie Walters, head coach of the Osborne Bulldog boys basketball team here in the locker room. Chats, coach, thanks for the time, and good luck as you finish out the tournament this weekend.
Okay, thanks.
Our Osborne Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Create business communication the way you want it with Nextech's affordable cloud-based business phone system. Built-in business class features like voicemail to email, simultaneous ring and caller ID, power productivity, and there is no expensive equipment to purchase or maintain. Contact Nextech's business experts to find out how to affordably boost your business communication. Sign up before December 31st and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply.
We continue with our locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmond and head coaches Nick Lynn and Joe Burghardt. The Smith Center Redmond locker room chats are brought to you by Nextech and by Landmark Implement in Smith Center.
And welcome back on our locker room chats on Katie Kenter 94, joined by Nick Lynn, head coach of the Smith Center Lady Red basketball team. A couple games to open out the season, coach. On Friday night, you went at Plainville 51-26, and then went over Rock Hills as part of that Thunderbird Invitational last night as well, 55-19. Just kind of looking back at Plainville on Friday, what did they do that you saw, and how were you able to pick up a nice win there?
Well, we you know, when you first start the year, you're never sure what you're going to get or what you're going to see and what you're going to get out of your kids. But the one thing that was standard was that our kids really worked hard, and I was really happy with the fact that we worked a press in the first half, and I thought we did a pretty decent job for the first time out in our diamond press. And we kind of got a lead of 8 or 9 points and maintained that lead and built on it later in the game with our half-court defense. But I was pretty much, the best thing I was happy with was our intensity throughout the game. We didn't shoot well, but I was happy with the effort.
Again, Rock Hills there on Tuesday night, 55-19 win. You had a 23-2 second quarter that really made the distance and got away from them there. Rock Hills, I know, a little bit down, but again, a nice win for your team on Tuesday night.
Yeah, you know, they worked hard. You know, it's a work in progress, seems like, with them and us too. And you know, give them credit, though. In the third quarter, we came out and we had our starters in there, and they scored their first 9 points in the third quarter. And I think we kind of fell off the intensity level a little bit, and then our shots, you know, weren't quite falling. But I give them credit just for hanging in there and keeping the game going tough for them and us as well. again, we worked hard in our press in the first quarter and a half, and played a lot of kids in the second half, and again, our effort was there. It was a good effort, and we had some kids shoot well. We've shot a lot of free throws to this point in the season, I think 55 in two games, and have got a pretty good percent of those, so that's been going well for us. But we also know down the road here, you know, with Pike Valley on Friday and after that we're going to see some really good tough teams, so we'll hopefully be ready for them.
Pike Valley's 1-0 coming in. They played just the one game. They beat Rock Hills as well. What do you expect to see from their team?
A complete different kind of team. You know, they're going to come in, they're going to get your face man-to-man and run transition and cherry pick and get up and down the court, and that's the kind of team we're going to see, I think, and that's what we have to prepare for.
It's Nick Lynn, head coach of the Smith Center Lady Red, here in the locker room chats. Thanks for the time this week, coach, and best of luck as you finish out this Thunderbird Invitational this weekend.
You bet. Thank you.
Make sure that your home or business internet speed is ready for everything that needs a connection. Your laptops, smartphones, tablets, and more. Switch to Nextech Internet or upgrade your current speed, and we'll give you one more awesome gadget for free, a Windows 10 tablet. Your devices and you deserve the best, so make sure you have the fastest and most reliable internet. Call today and get Nextech Internet and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply. Contact Nextech for details.
Higher standards don't need to carry a higher price. That's the philosophy behind Landmark Implement used tractor sales. You'll find a wide selection of brands and models within our used tractor inventory. We'll work with you to find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Right now, on all used tractors, take advantage of special financing only offered for a limited time. Visit LandmarkTractors.com to see our complete inventory or visit your local Landmark location today and experience the Landmark difference.
And welcome back on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Joe Burger, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond, joining us now on our Basketball Locker Room Chats. Coach, your boys have had two games to open out the season. Plainville on the road, falling 76-60 on Friday night, and then you follow Rock Hills last night, 49-36. Let's go back to Friday first. 18 for Overmiller, 40-10 for Hackerett, and you fall 76-60. I know that Plainville historically has had some pretty good teams, and it doesn't look like this year's a whole lot different. They were able to get the win on Friday night.
Yeah, Plainville has a nice team and very quick. They had good balance, you know, from top to bottom, and that we really got hurt on rebounds. You know, they had three kids in double figures scoring, a couple kids in double figures for rebounds, and they out-rebounded us by 12, but they really killed us on the offensive glass. They had 27 offensive rebounds, and so those second-chance scoring opportunities, just that really affected our ability to overcome a deficit in that game. So,
again, Rock Hills on Tuesday, a 49-36 loss. They had three players, 11, Thane Benoit and Blake Hackerett with 10 for your team. Probably a lot different look as you see Rock Hills. They like to slow the game down a little bit more compared to what you saw with Plainville. What were some of the things that led to the loss there on Tuesday night to Rock Hills?
You know, I was actually really surprised by Rock Hills coming out man-to-man against us because I fully expected a zone. But, you know, we shot 27% from the field, and they shot 53, which we had some – defensive times where we were out of rotation, gave up some layups, and we couldn't overcome poor shooting percentage, and they really took advantage of it. Once they had the lead, you're in trouble against a team like Rock Hills.
So again, 0-2 start, but you've been competitive anyway in these games. Now you're going to have Pike Valley coming up on Friday night, and you're not sure who you'll play on Saturday yet there as you finish out the Thunderbird Invitational. But the Panthers, clearly a different team this year as well. They did lose one of their top scorers, or their top scorer from a season ago, and probably a little bit of an unknown for you. What do you think about Pike Valley coming up Friday?
Yeah, you know, I know they lost three kids from last year, and of course they'll be tough to replace, but I think they've got several kids coming back that'll be good in their system. And I know they're going to have a lot of kids to throw at us, and I know they've got some good kids returning. And, you know, I don't have a ton of information on them, but I know, you know, they've got the rough kid inside who will be really tough, and they've got a Reeves kid at point. I know he's not real tall, but he's pretty quick, and he's able to get the ball up the floor and distribute it real well. So, you know, we're going to have to play good, solid defense and get every rebound that we can.
Joe Burgart, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, again, thanks for your time, and best of luck as you finish out the Thunderbird Invitational.
You bet. Thanks.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Next Tech and Landmark Implement.
After another long season, your hardworking John Deere equipment like yourself deserves a little TLC. That's why Landmark Implement's service department is offering our winter service program. Landmark's winter service inspections help keep you in the field when you need to be there, avoiding costly downtime. Winter also is a great time to perform software updates for your ag management solutions, keeping your John Deere equipment running in optimal condition. These inspections are for other colors of equipment as well. Please talk to your Landmark service manager for details.
Create business communication the way you want it with Next Tech's affordable cloud-based business phone system. Built-in business class features like voicemail to email, simultaneous ring and caller ID, power productivity, and there is no expensive equipment to purchase or maintain. Contact Next Tech's business experts to find out how to affordably boost your business communication. Sign up before December 31st and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply.
We now turn our attention to the Lincoln Leopards and their head hoop coaches, Steve Christ and Dalen Raspin. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3. The Lincoln Leopards Locker Room Chat is brought to you by S&S Auto Body and Biggie Big's Pizza and Pub in Lincoln, and by the Bank of Tesca.
And welcome back on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're joined by Steve Chris, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopard basketball team, girls team. Coach, a 2-0 start to the season, an overtime win in game one over Bennington, 37-31, and then a 45-26 win in your opener against El Salina, the Morris Stevens tournament. So a nice start for the squad, again at 2-0 with Brittany Harlow leading the way with 18 and 21 respectively. What were your thoughts on these first two games as you get out to the 2-0 start?
Yeah, Brittany Harlow has played very well. She's really been a great leader for us and just a steady presence for us, especially offensively. And you know, she's played a lot of varsity over the last 4 years, and so we expect that from her, and she's really given us good leadership. In the Bennington game, we really played pretty well except for the second quarter. I think we let them outscore us like maybe 12-3 or 15-3 in the second quarter, and outside of that quarter, we really did fine. Grace Walford, our 6-foot girl on the inside, got in some foul trouble, and that limited what we could do. But we got it straightened out, and we got things together, and put it to overtime, and then I think we shut them out in overtime and sealed the win. So that was a great win to have a close game like that and be able to come out on top. And then I think that confidence kind of carried over to Tuesday night against El Saline. We just played a really very good game for this early in the year. Very complete game. We were in control offensively and in good position defensively. So, you know, we have six seniors that we're playing right now along with a couple juniors, and we've got good experience, and they're showing that right now, which is great to see. You know, they're playing with a lot of confidence, so it's a great start.
Semifinals of the Morris Stevens tournament coming up on Friday. Then you'll have the Saturday game as well. You have Phillipsburg Friday. It's a team that definitely a bigger class school, Class 3A. They won 53-36 in the opening round against Ellsworth. When you look at the Panthers, what do you expect to see from their team?
They're going to be awfully good. We played them last year in the tournament, and they just really took it to us. They've got good shooting guards. It's hard to play in the zone, but at the same time, they've got some good big girls on the inside that's hard for us to match up with a man-to-man. So we're going to have to switch some things up. We're not going to be able to just sit back in one defense. And I know the girls will be motivated because they really did take it to us last year. So we'll be motivated to come out and play hard against them. And, you know, that's one thing I told the girls after we won last night. You know, it's great to get the win, and now we've got two really tough games ahead of us. But this early in the year, I want to test us. I want us to know exactly where we're at. When you play good teams, they expose your weaknesses. So I'm sure that by the end of the weekend, we'll know exactly what we need to work on. But the girls are excited. Like I said, they're playing with confidence, and they're looking forward to the challenge that we have coming up this weekend.
Steve Chris, head coach of the Lincoln Lady Leopards here in the Locker Room Chats. Again, thanks for the time this weekend, and good luck finishing out the tournament this weekend.
Okay, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
At the Bank of Tescott, our hearts are not the only thing planted in agriculture, so are our roots. I'm Kathy Schwartbaker, loan officer and vice president at the Bank of Tescott in Lincoln. Growing up in agriculture taught me the value of hard work, keeping your word as promised, and doing a job well done. Whether you are looking to expand your operation or want to work with a bank that makes lending decisions locally, I invite you to stop in and visit me at the Lincoln branch of the Bank of Tescott. Generations of confidence, relationships for life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Check out these great businesses in Lincoln, Kansas today.
S&S Auto Body, offering excellent collision repair and emergency towing service when your vehicle inconveniences you the most.
Biggie Biggs Pizza and Pub, open Thursday through Saturday nights. Biggie Biggs is the place to go for delicious stone-baked pizza, Justin's famous cheese sticks, and ice-cold beer on tap.
Post Rock Motel, under new ownership. Stay the night at Post Rock Motel when you're making your way across the state on Highway 18 or cruising down Highway 14.
These great businesses and more, all in Lincoln.
Welcome back to our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're with Dalen Rathman, the head coach of the Lincoln boys basketball team. A 1-1 start to your season, coach. You fall to a very good Bennington team on Friday night, 57-37. 12 for Zach Walter, 11 for Christian Emmert. Looking at your season opener, what stood out the most to you in that one?
Resting it. We were rusty. We needed the first game, and that, Bennington's a good team because they won last night. And we had to kind of shake our ruckiness off, and we had a lot of places that we could have kept it close, but we just couldn't get over that hump.
He bounced back with a nice 53-41 win to start the Moore Stevens tournament there last night in Lincoln over El Saline. Walter with 19 again and Emmerich with 16. Those two have kind of paced your team here in the first couple games, but a nice win over El Saline on Tuesday night to start the tournament.
Yeah, we showed signs of coming back, and we corrected our mistakes and getting some shots in, and we had some nice plays that ended up for three-point plays, and then we did do some shooting outside, and then our defense had a lot of steals that helped us, and that had to keep getting better and better each game, and if we can do that and run, we'll be okay at the end of the year.
You're going to move on here in the tournament semifinals coming up on Friday. Then you'll play in this game on Saturday as well. You get Ellsworth on Friday. It's a team that is 2-0 on the season. They won over Lions in their season opener and snuck by Phillipsburg in the second game there in Monday's first round action. What do you expect to see from Ellsworth this season?
Ellsworth are quick, and they go hard to the basket. They play defense hard. We played them last year, and they really improved. They have some good shooters, and so we got our work cut out for us.
And then on Saturday, you'll get either Central Plains or Plainville, so you know you have a tough one here. What's the message to the kids here as you finish out this tournament right now?
Well, we would like to finish out and get in the finals. We would like to do that. Also, I told the kids that this is a great time to play some good teams and find out what we need to do to make ourselves better. And I use it as a positive step for the rest of the year. And so we try to take it and use those things as learning experiences. And I think they bought into that. And hopefully we can get them wins on top of that and make it even better.
Nalen Rathman, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopards here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, again, thanks for the time this week. And best of luck finishing out the Moore Stevens tournament this weekend.
Well, thank you very much.
Our Lincoln Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the Bank of Tescott and S&S Auto Body and Biggie Biggs Pizza and Pub in Lincoln.
When an accident happens and you need a lift, don't waste time on who to call.
Call us at S&S Auto Body in Lincoln, your local tow and recovery specialist.
S&S offers excellent collision repair and emergency towing service when your vehicle inconveniences you the most.
Don't waste time. If you need help and it's vehicle related, give us a call.
That's S&S Auto Body in Lincoln, 524-4641 or 658-5371 for 24-hour service.
At the Bank of Tescott, our hearts are not the only thing planted in agriculture, so are our roots. I'm Kathy Schwartbaker, loan officer and vice president at the Bank of Tescott in Lincoln. Growing up in agriculture taught me the value of hard work, keeping your word as promised, and doing a job well done. Whether you are looking to expand your operation or want to work with a bank that makes lending decisions locally, I invite you to stop in and visit me at the Lincoln branch of the Bank of Tescott. Generations of confidence, relationships for life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We conclude our Wednesday locker room chats with the Thunder Ridge Longhorn head coaches, Darren Grauerholtz and John Bowden. The Thunder Ridge locker room chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Welcome back in our locker room chats on Katy Country 94 with Darren Grauerholtz, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge girls basketball team. Coach, you're 2-0 to start the season, a dominant 72-13 win on the road at Chase Friday night, and then you win big 84-33 on Tuesday. The pressure defense and your fast break game working pretty good here early this season for your team. What are your overall thoughts on these first two games?
Yeah, I think so, but that's one thing that I've been wanting to do is a real quick up-tempo pace. But, I think come Friday and Saturday, I don't think that it's going to be as open as it was the first two games. You know, we're going to have a little quicker athletes there Friday and Saturday to play against. So they're going to probably take a lot of that away from us. So we're going to have to settle down and run some of our half-court offense.
We look at your team again. It's been a pretty big start for your team as far as that's concerned, with Cassie Breton and Kirsten Berger really leading the way. But after seeing you guys last night, you do have a dynamic where you have plenty of girls that you can rotate in. What kind of luxury is that for you to have here this season?
Yeah, it is, and I think I was talking to Coach Cade last night, and I said, it's one of those things where I feel like this is probably the most complete depth that we've had in Thunder Ridge history. You know, it's just one of those deals where even those freshmen are so athletic and basketball savvy that, you know, we can pull them out and put them in and feel real comfortable about it. So, you know, if we do get in trouble, if we do get hurt, you know, if we are running so hard, you know, we need the breathers, you know, we can throw them in there, and they're very athletic as well. So I don't think we're going to skip a beat like we have in the past.
St. John's Tipton and Lakeside, you touched upon it a little bit there in the first answer, but just looking at these two teams, what do you expect to see from the Blue Jays and Knights on Friday and Saturday?
Well, they're going to pressure us a lot harder than our first two ball games, and I think they're also going to be throwing some different defensive looks at us. So we're just going to have to get together tonight and tomorrow night, and hopefully we can work a few different plays out and to try to combat some of their defensive schemes. So, you know, hopefully we're shooting the ball as well as we did against Osborne. I felt Osborne shot the ball really well against us, by the way. So defensively, you know, I felt like we're going to have to close out better, you know, against Lakeside and St. John. So those are just a few of the things that we'll be working on the next two nights.
Darren Grauerholtz, head coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns, here in the locker room chat. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck as you finish out the tournament this weekend.
Thank you, Dusty.
Make sure that your home or business internet speed is ready for everything that needs a connection. Your laptops, smartphones, tablets, and more. Switch to Next Tech Internet or upgrade your current speed, and we'll give you one more awesome gadget for free, a Windows 10 tablet. Your devices and you deserve the best, so make sure you have the fastest and most reliable internet. Call today and get Next Tech Internet and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply. Contact Next Tech for details.
Back in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94, John Bowden, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns, joining us here to talk Longhorn boys basketball. Two games in the books, Coach. You open out with a loss to Chase, 58-33, and then lost to Osborne, 74-52 on Tuesday, first game of the preseason tournament. Both teams pretty similar. You get down early, you make a nice little run to get back in it, but in the end, just not enough as you fall to 0-2 on the season. What are your overall thoughts on these first two games for your squad?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a beautiful day to play golf, Dusty, and we'll have to worry about basketball this afternoon, but as you record this, we're two games in the season, like you said. Defense and turnovers have been our bugaboo throughout life and sports. You have to remove all doubt from the picture, and I think there was a little bit of doubt in the Chase game Friday night that we could go down there and beat them, but the more we play the game and come from 20 points down to cut that to a 10-point game, and then they outscored us 18-3 in the fourth quarter, we had plenty of chances, and it seems to me like the NPL is going to be fairly even other than a couple of teams up the Rock Hills and St. John's, but we had plenty of chances Friday night and got to work on defense and turnovers.
You'll move on with one of those teams that you just mentioned, St. John's Tipton coming up on Friday night and then Lakeside on Saturday. As you kind of assess these two matchups for your team finishing out the preseason tournament, what do you expect to see from the Blue Jays and Knights?
Well, obviously, Lance got another good ball team, and anytime you got one of the Dubert boys on the court, they're spectacular. And looks like Davis is going to be the go-to guy this year, but so many other pieces and parts to St. John's, it looks like they can probably go 10 or 12 deep. We're going to have to take care of our turnover to play better defense to have a shot at St. John's, and certainly Lakeside and us look up here very, very hungry for a game Saturday, and got to go take care of business, try to get a win on Friday and Saturday.
Again, maybe a little bit more with Lakeside. It's a team that has struggled offensively here through their first couple games. Not unlike yourself at times, but just that matchup seems to be something that might be in your favor a little bit more for a team like what you have right now, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I thought Coach Hendricks and I both thought we'd have a great shot to beat Chase and Osborne. It turned out we did, but like I said, you got to remove that doubt and get a great start and play great defense, take care of the ball, and then let the ball fall in the hoop where it will, and obviously, Lakeside's going to be very hungry for a victory, too, so it should be a heck of a matchup on Saturday. And like I said, we've got to take care of Friday night first.
Mm-hmm. John Bowden, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns here in the locker room. Chance, Coach, thanks again for the time this week. I wish you the best as you finish out the tournament this weekend.
Yep, thanks a lot, Dusty. Appreciate your coverage.
Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Next Tech.
Create business communication the way you want it with Next Tech's affordable cloud-based business phone system.
built-in business class features like voicemail to email, simultaneous ring and caller ID, power productivity, and there is no expensive equipment to purchase or maintain. Contact NextTech's business experts to find out how to affordably boost your business communication. Sign up before December 31st and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply.
Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear from the basketball coaches at Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:10 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.